halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah, Gemara brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu, the more Baba Kama Pei Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin that Klai Yisrael shouldn't go 3 days without learning. He was misakin Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. And after Ezra's misakin afterwards, they have to do Tam Sukkim, they have to have three aliyahs. We find that the Maram was annoying to stand by Kriyas HaTorah. What's the reason why he stood by Kriyas HaTorah? Because he said Kriyas HaTorah, just like Matan Torah was Gemeim of Yira, everyone's Bepachad. So he said also, Mitzad Kavod HaTorah, you should be standing for Kriyas HaTorah. It's also, it's Me'in Matan Torah. There's an interesting Maksa Shakal. It says by Shabbos Mincha, you only say by Nitfilasi. Why do you say by Shabbos Mincha? Because it's Zman and Kriyas HaTorah. He says the Pshat is that the Eis Ratzon, he said, the reason why you don't say Dafkoin is because it's Zman Kriyas HaTorah is because it's during Kriyas HaTorah, it's the Eis Ratzon, being that it's Me'in Matan Torah, it's the Eis Ratzon, and if that's the reason why we say, I need to not say Eis Ratzon. Right, so if it. What?
Why
Dafkoin
Shabbos?
Shabbos, the guy with Mustama, it's the guy with Shabbos. Why Mincha is supposed to Shabbos Shachris? Why? Fine. Now, one of the main shailas when you get Kriyas HaTorah is Kriyas HaTorah Chavis HaYochid or Kriyas HaTorah Chavis HaTzibur. The Nafkamina is like this. The Nafkamina is if a person misses a word. Normally, I was a Bachar, so went Shavuos morning to the Kaisel. So, all of Kriyas HaTorah, all of a sudden, like what's happening now, the reform showed up. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, kind of, and like, Grenier Kriyas HaTorah, you know. And Mr. Chilek Kriyas HaTorah. So afterwards, when I got back to my brachos there, so I went to Zichron Moshe to Ms. Kriyas HaTorah, Mr. Chilek Kriyas HaTorah. So I went to Mashlemit. So I went to the minyan, and they were holding all of the sigmunim finishing. So there was like another minyan starting. I stayed there for a while, and by the time they got to Kriyas HaTorah, I fell asleep. So I feel like I'm a Kriyas HaTorah, but the shaila is, are you mechivet to do that or not? Is Kriyas HaTorah mechivet to Yochid or is Chivet to Tzibur? It's because every single person has a chivet to Kriyas HaTorah, or Kriyas HaTorah is more global, more Chivet to Tzibur, and Tzibur Dekar Din, a Yochid who does not hear Kriyas HaTorah does not have to hear. And everyone agrees he's supposed to be a chilek at Tzibur, but the question is, if it didn't happen, what's that law? So Mishra finds a chilek to Alisa Mem's opinion is a Chivet to Yochid. Every person has a Kriyas HaTorah. Mishra writes is a chivet to Kriyas HaTorah every single week. There's also a chivet Tir called to Arkula, and Ramesh, what? Yeah, so Pastor Ramesh is talking about Shabbos. Get that second. Ramesh says that Shabbos is a chivis atzibur, and therefore you mechiv to hear it. You have to hear every single word. You miss the word inay yoitza, and it's going to be ma'akev. And according to Ramesh, your mom should have to hear every single word. And by Kriyas Megillah, when sits there like listening back, and people who have a suffix, they hear a word, deny a word, inay yoitza. Every single Shabbos is like that. You have to hear every single word. Huh? What's better? You have a choice. You can make tefillah with tzibur, or you could hear Kriyas HaTorah. Like, which one wins? So, Mechitzitza goes that Kriyas HaTorah is just a chivis tzibur, and being that it's a chivis tzibur, he's supposed to be mishtat to be a chilek tzibur. The mice, so he missed the word, not the end of the world, and you would not be mechuyev to go out and make it up. The briskas can do a very makbid, right? Briskas, they have bichidus, but they have Kriyas HaTorah. Sakapan malacha lamaisa. The chalchila, we try to hear every single word. If you miss a word and there's a mini right next door, you can just make it up. So the chili should make it up. But if not, there's nothing what to be saying about that. So chavis atzibur. And this is all on Shabbos. Monday and Thursday, lamaisa, Shabbos mincha, that's definitely chavis atzibur. And the person misses a little bit. Who are then maftir. The aftira is also chavis atzibur. And the person goes to the bathroom by aftira. You don't have to go to another. What? After you heard it once, you're okay. Heard it twice, and as long as you heard the whole thing, then. That's what we're saying. That's the machlekes.
What's
the hagdara
of doing mishtalot at the moment?
So if it's like Yerushalayim, they're like the minyan right next door. I'm in a walk or two, so maybe you should go to the next minyan. If it's you're late to your meal, or people waiting for you, or you know whatever the situation is, then an echadami, then one could be meikel. It's been a gay when American Eretz Yisrael are on different schedules in terms of Kriyas HaTorah. You go to America and you come back here and you find a parasha. So be'etzim, the whole chiyuv to make it up, and echadis you have to make it up. It's chavetz yachid, it's not chavetz yachid. Chiyuv to make it up is going on the fact that we're down in the dead. So chavetz yachid, and you have to finish the whole Torah kula, and you have to hear every single parasha. But it's not so posh that you have to do it. If like it's a far walk, your neighbor they don't have one, or some, you know, not every neighborhood has one, or you went and you went like in Malizman and there's a million episodes somewhere else. You don't have to be so much. It's almost like a shame. With Rav Achrenim and Machria, that is a Chavis Tzibur, not a Chavis Ayachid.
What was it to go back for?
What?
What was he going to stop about Kair for every time of the week? Where is he going to stop about Kair?
Ask me that, like, it changes the. It changes like the meaning of the word, basically. You have to know your tuk-tuk and for that. It says, if it's a little bit of a change, it says he's supposed to fix him, you don't go back. But it has to be that it changes what every week there's a shayla.
No, I'm saying, on the weeks, I'm always like, I don't know why
it's Musa Mechid stuff. To talk to him, because Tarek move on, we're all going to scream to all those people who talk to him, because Tarek, what about being Gavra the Gavra? You're allowed to talk to him, Gavra the Gavra. So the Mishabura not too happy about it. He writes, should be talking Gavra the Gavra. He writes, if you have something in Limud, or you have to answer a Shaila, or Vakarts in Limud, something in Limud, maybe it's Mutter, but Stamza to speak. The Mishabura is not really too happy in terms of somebody speaking being Gavra the Gavra. The Aruch HaShulchan says that, the whole problem being Gavra the Gavra is not realistic. The only issue is that you come to talk during Kriyas HaTorah. So he says that Befrat Bizman is everyone in Marichim Shabeirach. He said that something short, Ben Gavra the Gavra, he says that something short and important.
You mean not there?
Yeah. The Chashokan extends the Heter to short and something important. Sometimes you'll be talking for Meladaving. But something short and important. The Chashokan says that there's Makim to go ahead and be Meiko. Now, in terms of doing Shemek HaTagim while the person is leaning, so what comes out basically that we're knowing lahakol, but you have to be doing it shava v'shava to balkara. As if you had a balkara but you're behind balkara, it's not so recommended. But if you're on the same pace as the balkara, then it's okay to do. Sometimes you have a very fast balkara, it's hard to keep up with him. Then echanami, then you definitely shouldn't do it. But if you're able to keep the same pace of the balkara, then it's going to be okay. Now, Shaila comes up in a Kriyas HaTorah is that sometimes you go to a minyan, which davens a little bit nusach than you by a Sephardi minyan. The pronunciation is different. So Shaila is that going to be a problem or not? So when the gay Pasha Zachar, Kedua, or Machmer, Pasha Zachar, that Pasha was the right, so Machmer should be Mamash the same nusach. I don't know that six different lanes of Pasha Zachar. And they did it like Mizrahi, they did Sfardi, Ashkenazi, Yaga, they did six different Averot, very diversified minyan, about maybe 25 people in a minyan, but it's like 25 people of like all different types, so they had six different, fine, that's all for Pasha Zarka. Lamaisa, for regular leaning, the place says it's okay, there is a truth in Sicilia, yes, which says any Averot is okay, besides Averot Sfardit. The way the Israelis says it's made up. They take the tough and the soft, and it's a barred. All the shenanigans are the shenanigans, but just like a bar of lashon here and there. And he held that to hear a Mizrahi leaning, maybe that's going to be.
It's not the same as the original Sfardi?
What? No. It's like it's a mixture. It's a mixture. That's what he writes over there. In, like, there's a miso with ZNT, so they were once trying to take over a Sfardi, not Sfardi, yeah, Mizrahi. This is Mizrahi Sfardi, looking for a shul. So they're trying to take over, like, the whole shul moved into like a Mizrahi place. Hoping, it's a Ruina shul. They're hoping to take over the shul, take it over after a while. Like, all the older, they're dying out, they're moving there for a couple of years, they have to die out, they're a nice big shul. So, they went into Rav Chaim Kanievsky to ask him when they could do it. It's like Kriyas HaTorah. Because they mocked by that number one, they have to do the Tefillah for the Medina. And also, the Kriyas HaTorah, they switch off weeks. So they do it Havara Marakai and Havara Mizrahi. And Rav Chaim gave him the key to do it in that situation. Kapanim. So, but again, Pash is a different. Now, but again, Sefer Torah also, if it's not Pash, it's Zachar or Mekel, and able to hear from a Svayi Sefer Torah, Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, Chassidish Sefer Torah, Bezei Sefer Torah, Rizal. Yeah, you shouldn't be there, I'm not a Zemachmer. I'm saying they could do only Pash Zachar now. Now, once you walk in, he says, now I'll walk out during Kriyas HaTorah. It says that. It's interesting, the Pugam says that even if you walk in to shul for a second to get a sefer, and they start Kriyas HaTorah, you finish that. When walking, he said, even though you're not part of the minyan, he says, also for you to walk out. And this way of working out is, once the leaning going on, yeah, you can't, he says, you should not walk out.
In between
the days, you don't? So, yeah, I'm going to say, you mentioned I'm going to the bathroom. Rosh Hashanah says you shouldn't go to the bathroom. You're starting now to leave. He says, "Mom, she has class." It's like Shemana Esrei. If you hold it in, you don't go to the bathroom unless Mom's about the shaktos coming out. Or it's like other parts. Mom's like Shemana Esrei said, and you don't go to the bathroom unless Mom's going out. You have to hold it in, and you're not supposed to leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah.
After that, you could be pushing the weekly.
What?
After
for sure, yeah. After the sun, this is a problem of Bizoina going out. So. Big up, yeah. Now, in terms of Aliyah's port down, is the Indian getting Aliyah once every 30 days? Well, most people cannot be Mekayim the Halacha, getting Aliyah every 30 days. I guess in Shtibla, you buy 5 shekel, no? I guess if you're a Rav, you get Aliyah probably once every 30 days. But, otherwise, it's really not so bad.
Who?
The Sharafayim is then. Yeah, Chris Terz circled again. Now this big shekel comes up. Can you use Meister money to buy aliyahs with it? Right, the 5 shekel and the shtibs. Can you use your Meister money for that? So this is a Kivegu which says you can't use Meister money for it because he says that being that he says two reasons. Number one, and maybe it should be tafiga aniyim va'oid. The guy before you bid 3 shekel. So how much money be meviach the shul? 2 shekel. Anyone else somebody would have bought it. Kivegar seems to say that you can't use it. The mice of the minig is to be yes to be Michael. Otherwise, all the shoes will go out of business, right? Or Shanim Kiprelius. And the cheshbon is twofold. Number one is that we are knowing to use mice 6-7 for missus. There's also have mice 6-7 to go down. We spoke mice 6-7 in the right? We spoke mice in the past?
Not recently.
Where the mice has to be used is mice with Dafka Fanium, just the poor people, or mice us could be used for mitzvahs also. So Ramah in some iteration of Zion Kamudamani brings down a Yishayimim that you cannot use it. It's Dafka Faniyim, I think from Maril, am I correctly? That you have to use Dafka Aniyim, you're not able to use mitzvahs. Not like that. The Shach brings down those which are Chiluk. And he say that a mitzvah which you're Mukhuyiv to do, when you buy a lulav and a body, you can't use Maisa money. That's Dav Shavu Chayva, and you can't use Maisa money. But mitzvah which you're not Mukhuyiv to do, an optional mitzvah. Something which is a chesed, or something which you're not mechuyev to do, then over there you're able to use ma'aser money to you're able to use ma'aser money. So get that. That's really the masugya. But let's forget 1 second. Maybe for a second. So what's the minhag? So basically, the minhag when it comes to using ma'aser money for mitzvahs, just look at the minhag ha'isal. If you have to use dafka aniyim, you can't use atzalah. You can't do it for any chesed organization. You can't use it for shabbat brachas. Yeshivas, so you say yeshivas maybe a revaniyam, but they'll have dafka every single yeshiva's revaniyam. You have to elementary school in a balabatsa place, like they're going to aniyam, it's going to. And the minute kaiso is that we do use it for mitzvahs. Depending where. Maybe Yushalayim, right? People are aniyam, but let's say in a regular American town, Flatbush, you give money to the cheder, why are they aniyam? Saying most people are not aniyam over there. Shalayim, maybe because most people are in him. Because of the minigas that we do use it. Therefore, we do use it for mitzvahs. Therefore, we're buying aliyah. It's a mitzvah not mechuyevin. It's a tiny, you're not being marviach the kupa stuck you are. Because the guy before you also uses meiser money. So either way, meiser money was going towards it. And then for the minigas to go ahead and be mekel and be able to use meiser ksafim to buy Now, somebody is in Mo davening and they coil for Aliyah. So, Lamaisa, we pass them that, you know, that you go up. Even if you're Pesukei Zimra, if you're Mo Pekas Krishma, if you have to get up in Pekka Pekka, we better. But Lamaisa, if they coil in the middle, even in the middle of Pekas Krishma, unless you go up and you get to Aliyah, you shouldn't read along in that situation. But you do go up and you take the Aliyah. So they get a kain, Lamashla, a kain. So if there's no kain around, then they want to call him up. So if he's in the middle of Pekas Krishma, if he's in the middle of Pesukei Zimra, so they should call him up and he should do it. If he's in the middle of Pekas Krishma, it's better for him to go out, that there won't be a kain. But if he doesn't, they call him up. So Maisa, you go. What? Should I say about the night? Yeah. Only doing up 6 minutes. I mean, if they call him up, then the lach is then he would go. And when a person gets aliyah, so the minute gets people, like, you kiss the, I think something else, you kiss the place where you have to. A lot of those which say they shouldn't do it because you're being moichik to say for Torah, and it's not a good thing to do. But my sin of the minute is that you do it, just don't scratch it, just do it lightly, and you do it. And you get the aliyah, so you make the bracha, you hold it, both of that, tzichayim, b'shas the bracha, and then you drop your left hand, and you hold on, just hold it with one hand, b'shas, that's kriya. A very important halacha, but again, when you get a person gets aliyah, you have to read along with Baal Kaira. There's the, you're making the bracha on it, and you forget, you're being waiting to the tzibur and the Baal Kaira and the bracha, but that's some kriya, you also have to read. And therefore, you just have to make sure to read along with the Baal Kaira.
If someone's called up in Krishna?
Because Krishna, you do not read. Pesukei Zimra, you have. Somebody, not from, in terms of giving somebody, not from giving Aliyah. So it's brought down that, Ramay says a tshuva, he says, if the person's a maimon, just a mamalit te'alva, and he says, and you have to give the person Aliyah, but the person's like Abikairis, or mamalit hachas. He says, Avada, you can't give Aliyah, and his brother just can't bracha, and Avada, you're not able to, you're not able to go out and give Aliyah. I broke some sort of story that it's by Ofref, by Rabbi Zuckerman, and it was like a who's Ofref, like the president of Israel came, and who else was there? This Eliezer came, and it was like a big political event, and it was like, oh, all the who's were there, and I look at him and I was like, no way, we're not giving Aliyah to the president of Israel. Like crazy, because of the way. He's always showing me the great character, but nice if they, wouldn't have done it, it would have been like a massive, a massive design. So, I give a clap. It's just, before Kisteri said in our show, the meaning is we don't give any guests Aliyahs. So, if like, so he doesn't get Aliyah, no one. But Akapanim, because of giving Apikaris Aliyah, the Maisa is a problem. The Brachas Nekem Brachas is a Torah, and that's something which is going to be a problem. Now, the Lachas is going to get a Sefer Torah. You're not supposed to move a Sefer Torah around from place to place. Rishis HaLacha, you're not supposed to be metalful Sefer Torah to another place. You're supposed to be Sefer Torah's place. It's Zoyin that the Sefer Torah should be brought from place to place. There's a Maisa Rav which says even from room to room is a problem. And by Shtiblach, they go from the front to the back. The Maisa Rav says, even that, that's a problem. The Maisa Kais was not like that. Nachish with the Maisa Rav, but the Maisa, the Bimtal Sefer Torah, is not a Pashto thing. What's so true with Sicily? It's sounding like there's a new minion. The only way to make a minion was they have to bring Sefer Torah every week. And he said, don't make such a minion. It's very not Pashto to Bimtal Sefer Torah. So the minig is the Maisa, B'makam Tzarech, we are Mekal, but it's with a heavy heart. There is a Zog developed says you have 3 days or 3 times, and that's going to be okay. Shmuzama says that 3 threes which have no makar. 1 of 3 threes is 3 fasting 3 times before your bar mitzvah. I said, no, it's just makar, such a thing. And 1 of the 3s were 3 kriyas to mitat sefer Torah. He said, it doesn't exist anywhere, and there's no really such makar to such a thing. The Chashulman does mention the minig. So the minig is that we bring it there. The meaning is that B'malkam Tzarech, we are Mekal, but you don't bring it, you bring it before davening, you leave it there, you don't bring it there and take it back. You bring it a little beforehand, you leave it there, you leave it afterwards, and you shouldn't just bring it just straight for Kriyas HaTorah. You shouldn't do it. So because Torah, it's covered at Torah Lamaisa Wameko, but Wameko, it's not Torah Lamaisa. The rest of the year Lamaisa, we're going to smack. If you look at the Sefer Torah's apostle, it's a big shadow in terms of what do you do. Do you take on the Sefer Torah? You stop over there? There's a lot of Bimachlikas and Shem, Bimachlikas and Echrinim. Achrav, the Ramah basically is that if you're in a place where you could stop Aliyah, so you stop over there. You make a bracha achrayin, you make a bracha on Sefer Torah, possibly David, and you stop over there. If it's a place where you can't stop, why can't you stop? Because you're in the two pesukim at the beginning of parasha, two pesukim at the end of a parasha. It's not the area which you can stop, so then you just take out another Sefer Torah, and without making a bracha, and your mamshech over there. So we're going to quick hazara. He said that Chris Torah machlekes chavisa yachad chavisa tzibur. We pass in Reva Chayin Monday, Thursday, every week is chavisa tzibur. Reva Chayin and Paskin that it's chavisa tzibur and chavisa yachad. Therefore, somebody missed, you would not have to go ahead and make it up. Is any guy Leo once every 30 days? Just advice some money pashas you could use. Any guy Leo, you owe two hands. Pashas the bracha, then one hand. Pashas the kriya. You have to make sure to read it along. Get the kriya up. During Pesukah Zimra or Krishma, you go up. During Krishma, you definitely don't read along. Person not allowed to walk out during Krishatara. Person, you know, talk during Krishatara. Ben Gavra, also, which was like, is made by learning. That Hashem says something which is a Makim Tzairach, something which is a short thing, then it's going to be okay. Nashes without the Sefer Torah, unless Mamash Makam Seirich, think without the Sefer Torah. And without it, you should leave it there a little before, a little after. You shouldn't just bring it there and put it back. And so the Mice, the meaning is we make it with a different Havara or a different Sefer Torah, the meaning is to be made.